start getting projects. There are two basic ways you can land a project. Bid for a project in the project marketplace. If the client finds your particular bid the most appealing, the job will be awarded to you. You are invited to bid on a project. This usually happens when a previous client was happy with your work and wants to work with you again. It also happens when a new client finds your profile and/or samples appealing and wants to give you a chance. 3. Tips on getting started. This section lists several helpful tips to get you started on the right foot. It is critical that you have the right mindset for the challenges that lay ahead. Bear in mind that the biggest challenge to success on Elance comes at the beginning when you have no track record, rating, or reputation. Do not be discouraged if you fail to get a project right away. Stick in there and try to follow these pointers as well as you can. Remember that worthwhile things seldom come easy. A few important tips on getting started. 1. Examine your experience and skill. All members are required to sign up at Elance. Putting the right information in your member profile can give you the hiring edge over the competition. Use this as an opportunity to put your best foot forward. List all your major work experience that is significant to the Elance category you have chosen. State the number of years you have been a voice talent and enumerate the most significant projects you have done. Make special note of the most challenging and impressive voice characters you have played. Try to be clear and concise. Instead of just listing all your professional positions, focus on the depth and breadth of voice characterizations and personalities you have portrayed. Explain why you chose to act them out in a certain way. The more understanding you can give to your potential employer about the whys and hows of doing a project in a particular way, the better chance you will have of getting hired. Remember, you can never land a job by drowning prospective employers under an avalanche of useless information. In fact, the exact opposite may be true. A long and wordy profile may rub prospective clients the wrong way, so much so that they will remove you from their list of candidates. 2. Submit a jaw-dropping proposal. To land a project, you have to submit a proposal that catches the attention of the project proponent. You can do this by putting the right kind of information in the two main fields that you have to fill in when making a proposal. Ask the buyer a question and describe your proposal. Asking an intelligent question about the requirement can sometimes capture the customer's attention. It can tell him that you clearly understand the nature of the work involved and simply need some clarification. Questions that seek guidance about how to properly execute a script and what tone and personality to utilise, assuming that these are not obvious, are appreciated by clients because such queries reflect the voice talent's concern for meeting the client's needs and expectations. It shows you have enough insight about the requirement to know what to ask.